Alamin naman natin ang komento ni Jorge Diaz, isang operations manager ng isang kumpanya ng isang BPO sa Pilipinas.
There's a very small part na napanood ko. I think it was the question about Bangsamoro basically already. The question was directed towards Duterte and O. Siyempre, Duterte would have a more educated answer about it because Duterte was from Mindanao and Grace Po wasn't. Kasi yung kay Po, more on yung big issues ng BBL na kung bakit siya hindi napasa. And ang sabi ni Po, di ba, kailangan kasi may mga projects specific para mas masuportahan yung BBL.
Oh, sa tingin mo, in general, yung pagkakaroon ng unang debate na inayos ng Commission on Elections in 24 years, sa tingin mo, sa pagkakaroon ng debate na kagaya nito, makakatulong ba ito para sa mga voters?
I think yes, kasi majority of Filipinos still rely on free TV, diba? Kasi compared to when you look at Facebook or Twitter, specific lang yung na-target niyang audience, people who have access to data and access to internet. But it's good that COMELEC organized something like this na majority of Filipinos with free television would have access to. I'm not saying na majority ng Pinoy may TV at mas madami naman di hamak yun compared sa mga taong may cellphone and at the same time may free Facebook or mayroong Twitter. Because people can see what the five candidates would have to say based on the most pressing issues. Kasi ano siya eh, four legs siya, di ba? Yung Mindanao leg yung first. Tapos ang napiling media partner, GMA, siya Inquirer. Tapos yung second leg yata is Visayas. Tapos ang media partner TV5. Siya bulletin yata. So maganda. At least hindi rin siya partial. Hindi siya partial dun sa kung sino yung media partner. Kasi lahat opportunity na i-broadcast siya.
Magkakaroon na kaya ng mas maayos na mapipiling presidente sa tingin mo?
Well, most of the answers would really be pre-planned. Kasi these people naman, I'm sure they have already been briefed by their political parties and their current advisors. So whatever answers they would give out during the debate, educated na yon and pre-planned. Like yesterday, for example, yung last question in 60 seconds, give your speech on why people would vote you. Very short lang yung amount of time, 60 seconds. Pero they would have to make the most of it. And I'm sure, na-brief na sila ng mga advisors nila na pag ganito yung tanong, ito yung sagot. I have my family, can provide me resources. And these are the things na na-experience ko na alam ko majority ng Pinoy hindi na-experience. Kaya pag naging presidente ako, ito ang gusto kong theme ko, tema ng pagiging presidente ko. Surprise lang na tanong na lumabas. Doon natin mas makikita kung merong natanong na hindi pa napag-usapan sa media or they really have not been prepared to answer. Kasi yung mga tanong, I don't know kasi yung mechanics kung paano yung GMA, yung COMELEC, and yung Inquirer. Pero most of the questions, napag-usapan na for the past year. So hindi na siya bago sa pandinig ng mga Pilipino. Like kay Binay, the corruption, yung kay Po, yung less experience niya sa government, yung kay Mar Rojas, yung pagiging follower lang niya ni Pinoy. Things aren't really new. So pretty much yung mga candidates prepared ng sumagot doon. So maganda sana kung yung mga media partners, parang investigative journalists na hindi pa naririnig ng mga tao.
Maybe sa susunod na leg ng debate, baka maasahan yung ganong sort of questions. Yung mga hindi inaasahan na maitatanong sa kanila.
Oh, correct. Sana mas maging ganun yung tanong, mas provocative na talagang makikita ng mga tao. So dapat yung media natin would learn how to ask questions and see paano sila makakapag-formulate ng tanong na parang international media sila at hindi tabloid yung mga tanong. Parang tabloid kasi eh. Parang ano siya, entertainment, showbiz yung question. Hindi ano. Bawa, issue, income tax ng mga empleyado sa Pilipinas. Tatanggalin mo yung income tax. So, wala man lang nagtanong. O kung ito yung platforma mo, saan kukuha ng pondo ang gobyerno? Kung tatanggalin mo yung income tax, no? Parang ganun. So, walang ganong mga provocative question na makakapagpalabas ng talino ng mga kandidato.
Maraming salamat sa iyong puna at komento. Ginoong Jorge Diaz.